Hello everyone, thanks for joining us today in this talk, Open Telemetry and CI/CD. My name is Iván Fernández. I'm a software engineer at Elastic in the productivity team, inside the observability team. I'm also a maintainer of a couple of plugins of Jenkins. This is the HB Alliance and the XAML plugin.
Hello everyone, I'm Victor Martinez. I work with Ivan at Elastic in the same team. So one of the aims in our team is facilitate the engineering teams during the software development processes. And that's one of the talks we are going to give you today. And also I've been contributing to open source for over a decade. Thank you for joining us. Continuous integration and continuous delivery is a key foundation for the software development process. Understanding what resources are consumed during any build release cycle, what computers are changed when a deployment is involved, or what's the capacity plan are a few of the questions you might have asked yourself, or at least that's something we have asked ourselves a few times. CI/CD at large scale might not be easy to operate in some cases, or even to understand what's the result. Every CI/CD vendor uses a different approach, but in the end, they behave similar. Generate a binary that should be tested and deployed, but how it's done and presented, that's a different story. Observability provides an abstraction layout that helps to visualize operations, correlate logs, and present metrics in a way that, regardless of what system is monitored, you can easily understand. The same concept can be applied for the CI/CD. For example, we have been observing our CI/CD ecosystem at Elastic since last summer. And we have some interesting stories to talk about our journey while applying observability in the CI/CD. The amount of data is huge, about 300 million. That's pretty much what you see in that graph, the number of kits. That represent every action that happens for building, testing, deploying, and publishing releases at Elastic. Another information we present here is the number of pipelines or the deployments and their status. So it can be easily shown in some graphs. In this case, we had about 7,000 jobs that run in the CI/CD ecosystem for, as I mentioned, building, testing, deploying, and so on. And 300 million since this summer of builds were executed. We can easily filter what workers have been used, whether they were ephemeral or static. In this case, almost 3 million of ephemeral workers were requested in that particular timeframe since June, more or less. So what does it mean in terms of computed time? So with pretty simple formula, we made a graph that represents that about 205 years of computing time has been done since June last year,